This is an RNIB talking book.
Do Butlers Burgle Banks? By P.G. Woodhouse.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund. 566. Do Butlers Burgle Banks? There now follows a brief description of the book. Considerable confusion is caused when Mike's fiancée and secretary decide to burgle his bank the same night as his butler and friends.
By kind permission of the author and publisher, Herbert Jenkins Limited. This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
It's read by John Curl. There are 15 chapters. Do Butlers Burgle Banks? Chapter 1. Charlie Yost, the Chicago gunman, called on Horace Appleby one morning in June as he chatted with Basher Evans before going off to the Wellingford races. Ferdy announced him.
"Charlie's here, Governor,"
he said, and Horace frowned. He was displeased with this hand across the sea and wished to have nothing more to do with him. Horace Appleby was the head of the Appleby gang, well known and respected in criminal circles, and Charlie, who for various reasons had felt it wiser to leave Chicago for the time being and transfer his activities to England...